Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. The Ann Arbor Art Fair, an event that typically brings about 500,000 people from all over the country, was forced to cancel last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this month, the three different fairs that make up the Ann Arbor Art Fair announced that they would have to cancel for a second year in a row. But then everything changed. Governor Whitmer announced that starting June 1st, restrictions on outdoor event capacity would be lifted, along with mask mandates. So art fans rejoice. The fair is back on. With us today is Francis Todoro Hargraves, Executive Director of the State Street District and the State Street Art Fair in Ann Arbor. That's the first of the three fairs to announce its plan to return this year. Francis, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, glad to be here.
Can we start with just a bit of last year's situation? How early in 2020 were you able to make the decision about canceling the in-person event and doing some things online?
We actually canceled around May 3rd. You know, we were trying to hold out as long as we could, but by that time, it was pretty clear that we weren't going to be able to put the event on. And when we canceled, we immediately told our artists that we would leave them on our website and promote them through social media year-round for the rest of the year. And then we also included them for the first time in our neighborhood Moonlight Madness event that we have every year around the holidays. So that actually worked out really well. A lot of them enjoyed having that opportunity.
So it sounds like things unfolded much more quickly this year. What was different about the timeline through which you came to this decision?
So this year, we were in regular contact with the health department, and it really looked like we just weren't going to be able to make that capacity limit, which was 20 people per 1,000 square feet. And we didn't see it changing. So we decided to, you know, suck it up again and cancel. And the State Street District was looking at an alternative event for that weekend. Since we are a neighborhood business district, we were looking for ways to help the local businesses.
How many artists have been able to confirm since the second announcement that, yes, they're going to come this year?
We are close to 200.
They're ready.
Yes. Oh, they are more than ready. As soon as we sent out the survey saying, hey, we're thinking about doing this, what are your thoughts? It was overwhelmingly positive.
Francis, this isn't exactly a neighborhood gathering, and it's not a wedding with 75 people. It's several thousand people getting together. How can you be confident that conditions will be safe, both for people who are coming and for artists?
We are encouraging people, if they feel uncomfortable, to still wear masks. We are spreading out the booths, so you are going to see less actual artists because the booths are going to be 10 feet apart. We have some experience with this as the businesses have been doing weekend street closures even now.
Right.
So we think it's going to give people a lot of space to walk around.
Yeah, for folks who haven't been in the Ann Arbor area lately, there have been extensive street closures and sidewalk closures, and restaurants have been putting tables outside, and some of the stores and shops in the area too. So that's a common thing to see around at select hours. Traditionally, to participate in an art fair like yours, artists pay a fee for entry. Can you talk a little bit about how much that is and what kind of revenue problems the art fair has experienced with the closures and the on-again, off-again nature with all these conditions changing?
Wow, that's a big question. I can only speak for our organization, which, like I said, is a neighborhood organization. So our booths, a basic booth fee is $700. And we also have our businesses that participate too, and they have space. So we're going to see a definite decrease in revenue this year because of the limited amount of artists that we're having, because we're leaving the open space so people can spread out.
Limiting capacity. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to be less. And then some of our expenses will change and some won't, like security. We still need the same number of police officers because it's still the same amount of space. So there's going to be a lot of jockeying with regard to the budget and expenses and figuring out what we're able to provide and what we're not able to provide, or what gets, you know, what we do less of. We do a big artist dinner that we do at the end of setup. So it's Wednesday night. And that is going to be a little smaller than it has been in the past. And those are the types of changes that we've had to make. You know, the DDA is helping us out because we already have our barricades. So it's going to be different when we come out of it as an organization, but the fair will still exist and the businesses will still start their recovery.
Frances Todoro Hargreaves. She's the executive director of the State Street District and the State Street Art Fair in Ann Arbor. Frances, thank you so much for talking to us. We're looking forward to seeing you this year.
Thank you for having me.
Lauren DeSeris is a painter who works in what might be called a fanciful realist style, with creatures like foxes frolicking around in the sea or the sky, or toads flying alongside fireflies. These tableaus of animals in imaginative, layered landscapes beckon the viewer to look just a little closer. She's an artist and educator based in Pittsboro, North Carolina, and she joins us now. Lauren, welcome to Stateside.
Hey.
How does the Ann Arbor Art Fair fit into your year?
Oh, so it's going to be my first show of the year, and I'm super excited about it. It's my first time coming to the show, and yeah, it'll be the first one on my tour. Most of the shows have been moved to fall, which is cool, but yeah, Ann Arbor is going to be in July, and I'm stoked. It's a show I've had a crush on for a long, long time.
We should probably take a minute to explain that artists who do present work at summer fairs often rely pretty heavily on summer travel and the in-person sales that they develop during that time. Can you lay out for us what your work year would look like in normal times and how it's been different during the pandemic?
Yes, absolutely. So in normal times, let's see, 2020 would have been my first full-time year doing art shows. And so I had it all planned out, which was a mistake. It was planned out to the last day of the year. But let's see, I would be in Florida for the winter, pretty much. Not every single day, but like lots of Florida shows in the winter. And then you pretty much go north in the summer and then along the East Coast. So that would have been, you know, Ann Arbor. I had one in Madison, Wisconsin I was going to go to. But yeah, it's going to be heavy this fall for sure. And then back to Florida in the winter.
Are shows a big part of your business plan for staying fiscally solvent?
Yes, they absolutely are. I was really lucky in 2020 because I was able to kind of pivot. I have a background as an art educator and worked in public schools for a number of years. And so I had some private students that I was working with. And when the pandemic hit, one of their parents was like, "Hey, have you heard of OutSchool?" And I was like, "No, what's that?" And she told me. And so I, you know, was like, "Well, maybe I'll just teach a little watercolor class, see how that goes." Well, it carried me through the pandemic. So that parent literally saved my business with that one little conversation. So I've been teaching watercolor classes and that's carried me through when the shows were not there. So I was able to pivot.
So Lauren, did you go to any art fairs last year or have you done any so far this spring?
So this spring I haven't done any, but I was able to go to a little local show. It was called Elf Market and it's with my local art center. And I did that in early December and it was fine. Like it was in a big open area. People were really respectful. Everybody wore a mask, you know, things like that. And so that was the only show I did, except the early part of 2020, I was able to do some shows before the news of the pandemic like really hit. So right before March.
You know, many art fairs require artists to pay an entry fee to participate. And I can't help but wonder with just a bit less foot traffic, with a bit less coming into the art fairs in terms of their business model, do you at all worry about how long, I guess, the system of art fairs that we have can sustain in this way?
You know, I'm not especially worried about it, honestly. I think that like all things, everything is going to evolve and change, but art fairs are really fun and people really like to to go and they like to collect art. They like to meet the artists. Artists really love to go and meet people. And like when you have a storefront, let's say that I stopped doing art fairs altogether and rented a place in downtown Pittsburgh as my studio slash storefront, it would cost more than doing art fairs, you know, rather than working out of my home studio and traveling to fairs, that would cost more. I mean, I've definitely weighed the cost of that before, you know, when I was thinking like, how would I like to be an artist in the world? And I feel like art fairs are a pretty cool thing because, you know, you can get your work out, you can meet people. And that in conjunction with online sales, I feel like it's pretty sustainable. You know, of course, I don't know the future, but I feel pretty good about them.
Laura DeSaris works in several media. She lives in Pittsburgh, North Carolina, and you can see her work at the Ann Arbor Original Art Fair this year. Lauren, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.